Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me today on this New Year's Day is my dad. Happy New Year's, Dad.
Happy New Year's, son.
So, week 17 of the NFL just happened, and it was a really good week. Final week. I found out recently that the last couple seasons, Roger Goodell had the schedule makers make week 17 a divisional week. Everybody played within their own division. It worked out well. Two division titles were decided on Sunday.
Right.
The NFC North and the NFC East. I mean, other seasons, if it was some other divisional or conference play, it wouldn't be as
well. Then it would be if
exactly
and all those other. Yeah. So this you get to see it head up. Heads up action late. So it actually makes that the first week of the playoffs.
It does, and these were two really good playoff games. The Packer-Bear game was a really good game.
But following, you see that playoffs start after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You know, so now they kind of gave us something to watch, but we would have watched anyhow. So.
Oh, absolutely. Well, people watch after this, even after the Super Bowl, the Pro Bowl. The Pro Bowl gets higher ratings than the baseball all-star game because
right.
It's football. This is America. It's football. It's all about football.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, week 17 was really good. I mean, started with the 1 o'clock games with the Jets knocking out the Dolphins.
Yeah, the Dolphins. What went wrong there? All of a sudden they were, I was ready to get on their bus.
Yeah, but
then they got two flat tires.
But apparently, because they said that the Buccaneers, the Texans and the Bills all came out and said to like NFL insiders, they were telegraphing their plays, that they were easily readable. So that's why they got shut out in Buffalo. That's why the Jets were able to beat them. And Jets pulled off an 8-8 season when most people didn't think they'd win 5 games. Rex saved his job, and hopefully next year they'll actually be able to make the playoffs, maybe. So the Dolphins got knocked off, and then the Ravens got knocked off in Cincy.
Yeah, well, that injury to Flacco's leg, where he didn't practice the week before,
yeah,
and they lost.
That really affected him.
Right? You could see how the defenses knew that he wouldn't be a threat on the outside,
mm-hmm.
So they were able to pinch down on him.
Right.
And, it was effective.
And then the Steelers did their part. They
won.
They beat the Browns, and so all they needed was just the Chiefs to hold up their end of the bargain.
How much of that team is Roethlisberger?
A big part.
He takes it on his back.
Yes,
he gets it done.
No, he absolutely does. He's a winner wherever. Didn't he? I remember in like high school and college. Didn't he lose like only 2 games?
I'm not sure about that, but what impressed me at the time, it was in Ohio Valley Conference, I believe, in basketball. He was a point guard.
Right.
So, you know, he was a QB then. So,
yeah.
You know, a lot of deception on the court, and he uses that, you know, on his look-offs. And,
oh, absolutely.
And, you know, his will to win, and when things break down, he's like totally in charge.
Yeah, he is.
And it's fantastic to see him do as much as he does with a team.
No, and he does it with a broken down body as well. He's one of those warriors.
Sure.
In NFL terms, so they held up at their end of the bargain. They just needed the Chargers to lose, and they almost did.
Oh yeah, fantastic effort. There was 19 roster changes for that game.
Yeah.
So 19 guys sat. And they almost pulled it off.
They almost pulled up. The Chargers almost got beat by a second-string Chief team, which is amazing to think
about. So that does change it up. But we're not thinking about what's going to happen now. They're taking that show on the road, to an Indianapolis team who has been kind of up and down. But only, 4 losses or 5? Anyway, not
5.
A
no, yeah. I think 6 actually.
Oh, really? 10-6.
Well, yeah, they're 10-6.
Okay.
So,
and I know they beat a lot of quality.
They
opponents,
they beat,
including the Chiefs.
They beat
last week.
The previous week, in Kansas City.
Right.
Yeah, the Colts have 4 quality wins against playoff teams.
I saw that.
They beat the Seahawks at Indianapolis. They went out to San Francisco to beat the 49ers.
Right.
They beat Kansas City in Kansas City. And then they beat, the Broncos.
In
Indianapolis. Now, one of their quality losses was against the Chargers, but in Southern California. But
right. Still. Well, it's hard to keep your foot onto the floor with the gas pedal, the whole 17. You know,
it's a grinder. Right. It's impossible to do.
So you got to guess when. So.
Yeah, you want to look for who's hot now. And then that Dallas Eagle game.
Fantastic. That really came down to where I thought Dallas was going to win because...
They came close.
They had the best possession of the second half.
Yes.
You know, so things were headed their way. They had opportunity. But, I mean, you can't keep shooting yourself in the foot and still sprint to the finish line.
And it's amazing. Even Romo, who's not suited... He wasn't even in the building, I believe. And he still gets blamed. And everybody's comparing Orton's last-second... interception to Romo.
Right.
I think everybody said it. Orton did his best impersonation of Romo.
I think it's amazing because I believe it was Peyton Manning who beat Kyle Orton for his only Super Bowl ring.
No, Rex Grossman beat Rex Grossman.
Oh, that was Rex Grossman?
Rex Grossman.
Okay.
Now, Orton lost his job to Tebow.
Oh, and he was traded.
He was traded.
For Cutler.
He was traded for Cutler.
Got it.
Yeah, he was traded from.
So Rex Grossman, that was good. Still good, Rex. Bad Rex.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And so now it's there's playoffs, and then the other part I like to look at is the draft, looking way ahead.
Right.
Is positions I think 1 through 20 are decided. Texans get the first pick.
Yeah.
All that sort of stuff. So it's interesting, especially now that it's bowl season.
Well, I'm figuring he's going to take Johnny Football.
I would go Manziel over Bridgewater.
Sure.
Because Bill O'Brien just got hired.
He also has leadership qualities. You know, he's a bit raw, but that's exciting. You know how that's going to play on veterans
and
the raw. But, I mean, if you're going to go out and get it done, I don't care.
And he's in a prime. That's a prime team. I mean, this is a team that went to the playoffs last year. They have a wide receiver. They have a running back. They have a defense. They just need a quarterback to participate. You know, it's not.
Job went horribly wrong. What great potential, huh?
He did. For a portion there, he did live it up to it, but he couldn't continue.
But you know what they reminded me? They couldn't get to the top, to the peak of the mountain. So they keep clawing, and they're hanging on, holding up and reaching and trying to. And then all of a sudden, you know, both hands slip, and you know where you end up, right?
Yeah.
So
down on your bottom.
That's what happens. So the wheel turns.
Uh-huh.
Right? So now the wheel's turning on San Francisco. That's a Bruner theory this week.
But yeah.
I mean, hey, have they had some chances the last few years?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so they're really back-to-back
championship games.
Off, right?
Yeah, back-to-back championship games.
Right.
So, yeah.
Now they got to go, go out on the road.
Yeah, well, let's talk about this week's playoff game. So we got Kansas City getting 2.5 at Indianapolis. I think that game is going to be – I can go either way with that game. Because I know that Kansas City has been struggling of late. I mean, they started off great, but they didn't finish up as strong as they should.
Yeah.
And Indianapolis is in their building. As we said, they've got some really quality wins. Luck is a really good quarterback. Most people would take Luck over Alex Smith anyway.
True.
My thing is, though, Luck has less offensive weapons than Alex Smith does. Their number one wide receiver is T.Y. Hilton. I would take Bowie, Jamal Charles.
And I guess I see it more as Luck plays to win, and the other guy plays not to lose.
That's true.
So you always want to, you think you have an edge over. If you're a gunfighter and you know this guy doesn't really want to pull the trigger, you can get the draw on him.
No, I think that's true. And then on top of that, you've got the Kansas City does have a good defense. Andy Reid is a veteran playoff coach. He can't really get it done in championship games, but those wild card and divisional games.
Well, I'd see that they're over their head.
Yeah.
And they were the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
And they just came out of the gate, blazing.
Yeah.
And now they're hanging on. So, It's kind of like I could probably win maybe the first 100 yards in the New York City Marathon.
Yeah.
You know, maybe, because they, you know, if you give me the front row starting place.
That is very true, yeah.
But, you know, where am I going to be at the end, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to be hospitalized.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the way that looks.
I think that's fair, yeah. I think out of all the games this week, that's going to be the best game.
Well, I want Luck to go to Denver.
That'd be a good storyline.
It would
have
been nicer have Peyton come to the Colts, which he has done that, hasn't he?
He did that earlier this season. That was their loss. That was their first loss.
So that was, you know, so this is it.
Yeah, I mean, that could play, because a lot of times in the play, and in all playoffs, no matter what sport it is, there's always that storyline. What's the storyline? Right. Luck going to Denver would be a storyline.
Well, yeah, and this would kind of make them... Well, not really. The Ravens really stumbled last year towards the end of the regular season, and then they picked it up. So, of course, everybody wants to know who's the dark horse team.
All right. So there you go with that. And then the night game on Saturday is New Orleans at Philly. New Orleans getting 2.5. They're on the road. It's Philly. Right. I looked at the weather. It's going to be cold. It's going to be 20 degrees come nightfall.
Right.
So that's going to be cold. No precipitation, but I know it's going to snow the night before.
Well, I've been hearing this talk about, Breeze's ball doesn't have a tight spiral in outdoor stadiums. Mm. And I still want to know who's going to be tackling Graham.
I think Jimmy Graham is the key. No, I agree.
So that's going to make things legit.
And especially in cold weather, his big body is going to hurt some really cold, numb arms.
Well, yeah. He likes to be the one putting on the hits.
I think that's true. But on the other side of that coin, Philly's at home. I mean,
that's the dark horse.
And we saw them win in a snowstorm.
Yes.
So just a frigid night isn't going to affect them.
Well, it's
bad.
A great story. You know, he's a great story. Chick-fil-A came in highly touted. People thought it was going to be... a more scheme-driven and going forward on fourth down, and more zany, think outside the bun. And it turned out to be a power running game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, big time.
Big time, right? But here's the thing that people are interested on, because we can see film. We can see all 22 and, you know, all this stuff happen.
Yeah.
But we can't go and see what they're doing in practice. What is the attitude? What is the method?
Yeah.
What is so? This is the preparation and the attitude stuff that has really turned this thing around.
Yeah.
That's going to be other teams are going to want to. It's a very trendy league. Want to know what is he doing that gets that type of attention from his players?
Very true.
To handle the ball, not limiting turnovers. So
yes.
I mean, if somebody had, it's like. Cure for baldness, people are going to want to know about that.
Yeah, I think that's true. Yeah, I think that I've been going in these last couple of weeks saying whoever wins the East is not making it out of the first round. I think we're going to have to turn that around this week.
Well, I want to know who's playing left tackle again.
For?
Because the last time they changed, they went into Panthers and changed the Saints.
Oh,
well, they got rid of their kicker and they got rid of the left tackle. And what happened?
They didn't work out for them.
Okay, so now they're going on the road with this, we'd call this an unrateable contender, if I was a horse racing handicapper.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a little bit different.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, how's that going to work out with your left tackle? And
I don't know.
So,
and that's the blind side, so you got to watch that, but I don't think, I mean,
it's
I
hard to go against Breeze.
It's hard to go against Breeze, but at the same time, there's a lot of evidence. I know it's the playoffs. Everybody's record 0-0. It doesn't matter what you do in the regular season, what you do in the playoffs. Right. But it's really hard to say that New Orleans could be big this year. Now, I will say, we were right at you called it at the beginning of the season. This was New Orleans was your surprise team.
Oh, yes.
For making the playoffs.
And Buffalo was the...
Buffalo was the
A lot of injuries. Wow. What do they say? When you have six quarterbacks, you really don't have one.
You don't have one. You still don't have any.
Right, right.
So I think that's fair. But New Orleans made it.
Now, well, there's something interesting about Philadelphia because we saw the Cowboys do to tighten up on them, but of course, from handicapping bounce theory, I mean, they had given up 104 in three games,
right?
And usually after that, you tend to not give up as many,
because
it takes a lot of energy to play defense, almost twice as much as offense.
I can believe that.
So that's how these you see teams tire when they're out there too long. Time of possession is always huge,
right?
For these type of reasons. And it makes sense because offense knows where it's going. Defense has to chase it down.
Yes, that's true.
So it's exhausting mentally and physically. And now all the rules are against you on top of that.
Yes, absolutely.
Then you wonder why people don't tackle and people just have their arms strapped to their bodies like mummies and start just chucking shoulders
around. It's ridiculous.
So where do you want me to hit him and how much are you going to take out of my check? You know, and meanwhile, the league loves when this happens.
Of course,
right? Why don't they find these people? Because if I'm in a horse race and I don't give my horse an honest effort as a jockey, I mean, I'm going to get fined.
Yeah.
So no, they love this score. They love the interest in the stars, the scoring. That's why they have now, there's 10 out of the 12 playoff teams have a quarterback that played the whole year.
And one of them was the Eagles. They mixed between Vic.
Well, they did, and of course, Rodgers.
Rodgers.
That makes them a wild card.
Rodgers and Truman.
So that's a powerful thing.
Yeah, well, so let's jump ahead to the 4:30 game on Sunday, San Francisco at Green Bay. Green Bay is a home underdog at 2.5, so that makes it a Bruiner. And Bruiners have been hitting pretty much most of the year.
Oh, absolutely.
So
powerful.
So you would have to say take them this week for sure.
Oh, yeah. It's a difference. I mean, Rodgers is the difference. Need I say more? You saw that last week.
Absolutely.
The end, just a miracle thing, and boom, touchdown.
Flynn could not have...
more than likely wouldn't have.
No, but Rodgers, which that was a great play, by the way. I remember I was watching that live.
Huge.
I couldn't believe it. Right. Couldn't believe it. Right. That Bear team is not the monsters of the Midway anymore.
They're not. But they're what they have is fixable.
That's true.
Okay, so that's important.
Yeah, I think that's true. Yeah. So, but, San Francisco is going into Green Bay. Green Bay is not... Actually, there's some articles floating around. Green Bay's having trouble selling tickets for that game.
Because
I think because of the weather. I think because they're not really thought of as a contender in the playoffs to go deep in. They're also in a playoff game, sure, but I don't know. I don't know why. And there's a couple places else that I think Indy's having trouble selling tickets, and I think Cincinnati's actually having trouble selling tickets. I think because a lot of these franchises...
Well, Cincinnati has been screwing their fans. I mean, they have that product. I mean, these poor people.
I know.
Brian Parker's writing songs. He's in such misery.
I know, yeah. But, I mean, I think a lot of these franchises are... You need to make a serious deep playoff run before we're going to spend the money to go to these cold football games, by the way. These aren't Miami games.
Well, I'm thinking if I'm a season ticket holder,
and
then I got to pay extra for this too, right?
Well, that's it.
Well,
too.
Yeah.
I agree.
Now, the lines are shorter at parties at my house. You know, people are more entertaining. I don't have to worry about a cold beer maybe being dropped on me.
That's very true.
Or if it's more corporate or... The game's not for the fan being at the stadium.
No, definitely not.
People whose age group it is for... Can't afford the ticket.
Right. And why would they want to freeze their buns off?
Yeah, the days of jumping the turnstile at Shea Stadium for $5 and the guy looks the other way.
Nope. That's God.
It's the wait for...
Yeah. I mean, I like San Francisco. So going back to the game, I like San Francisco in the game to win. But, I mean, you could say that if it's a Bruiner, you gotta kind of go with that. But I could see it being a close game, 28-27, keeping it close. Because it's going to be freezing out there too, come nightfall,
right.
And so you got to figure it's going to be Eddie Lacy versus Frank Gore, those run games. San Francisco's got a great defense.
Well, there's no doubt about that, and that could be the key there, getting the pressure on Rodgers. But then again, like Roethlisberger, you flush those guys out, you have more problems than you really, really wanted to have.
I think that's true. Yeah.
It is. But. The Bruiner theory has been powerful.
It has been, yes.
I mean, San Francisco has been clawing at the top of the peak, reaching. I'm wondering when both hands slip.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think that's
so. But getting back to Philadelphia, I think we were mentioning that Dallas, you know, seemed to be able to not go for the inside fake of the running back, and then burst outside, which he's I mean, he's leading the league in yardage rushing.
McCoy, yeah, Shady.
Yeah, Shady, right?
Yeah.
So now by holding up there and making him dip inside, you have more control.
Yeah, I think that's true.
So will be the people be able to figure it? It's all about adjustments.
Right.
And that's true in any game, you know, whether it be golf or boxing or whatever. You've got to see what you're dealing with.
And then how are you going to adjust it?
Shift gears.
Yeah. Exactly, and not, you know, do it on the fly. And then the last playoff game is San Diego at Cincinnati. That's the 1 o'clock
game. Cincinnati, I'd love to take because I see the defense there. I see that they've got great receivers.
AJ Green.
And all this stuff. So it's all fantastic. And then you've got Jay Gruden leading this guy Dalton, who's not quite as reliable as some other people. So, you know, which Dalton is going to show up?
I think in this game, no, they're 8-0 at home. They went undefeated at home this
year. Shocking.
That's shocking. And they beat the Ravens and the Steelers, teams that beat up on them all year. And they beat the Patriots in Cincinnati.
Wow, that's right.
So they have a good pedigree. Dalton can be back and forth. I think he's going to do good this week. San Diego is coming halfway across the country. Now, this isn't going to be the Freezer Bowl of, 81, 82, where it was on the field, it was negative 10.
Right.
I mean, where it was absolutely frigid. It's not going to be like that, but still, I mean, the Chargers are, you know, they played really well. That was amazing that they got into the playoffs in the first place, but I don't see them going past Cincinnati this time. I think that this is going to be at least Cincinnati's year to make it to the divisional.
Right? Yeah. So I'm thinking if I had to pick,
I
would take Cincinnati, but I wouldn't, I'd look to avoid that game.
Well, Cincinnati's giving 7. San Diego's getting 7 on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Like, well, that's a Schubert theory.
Yeah,
that's the home team giving between 6 and 7. So that's 6 and a half, 7.
Right. Yeah, I think that's right. So I guess the Kansas City Indy game, that one's a tough to call. We like Philly, we like Cincy, and we like San Francisco. I like San Francisco. Do you like San Francisco this week?
No, I'm.
Oh, you like Green Bay?
Well, I got to go with the Bruner theory.
Right, but I'm just talking about outright
win.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey. Yeah. I mean, I know they've got a lot of warts.
Yes.
So it could get ugly quick, and San Francisco just dominate. I mean, that's basically what they are.
No, I think that's true.
I mean, I think they're a bully team. I think the coach is a bully coach.
Right.
I think it plays well, and it's nice when you dominate, but sometimes they got to scratch it out. And, you know, they're only getting 2.5.
Yeah, no, I think that's true.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. So that'll be a fun week this week. Now, it's also the bowl season right now in college football.
Right.
And this is the last season of the BCS. Next year they go to the playoff round.
Right.
I don't know about you, but I'm really excited about that. I've always been against the idea of just the 1-2 play, because then
it's kind of like the electoral college in politics. Like, what are they doing down there in
the SEC?
Does that relate to me? Somehow, like, I'm voting, but you're deciding.
I don't know.
Yeah. So So now this sounds more clear cut. We can follow.
Yeah, and you watch how quickly, once that money starts rolling in, they go, well, you know what? We do want to expand it from 4 teams to 8.
Well,
let's make it 12 teams. Sure. It's going to turn so fast because they've been fighting this so long. Oh, just 1-2. Oh, just 1, you know.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they're like, well, the money's not important. As soon as that money starts rolling, because that's what they did in the first place with this bowl championship series.
Right.
Before it was just like random people. And then they were like, well, we still think they're the best. They don't play the best back, you know, 10, 15 years ago.
Well, you never get to it. It'll always be controversial.
Absolutely. Yeah. There always will be.
So it's always the one that got away.
Right.
You know, and that's usually how they solve crime.
Absolutely.
It's like somebody gets away and they report, hey, he did it.
That is very true. That is very true. So I'm really looking forward to that. Well, who do you think is going to win, Florida State or Auburn?
I'm going Florida State.
I would like to see Florida State.
What's the line in that game?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. It's probably pretty high. It's college football, so But I'm done with the whole. Well, actually, Auburn's getting 8.5, but I'm done with the SEC being the cream of the crop, the high and mighty. You know, they've had a champion.
A lot of talent comes out of there.
Oh no, absolutely.
Does it get drafted for the NFL? A lot of talent out of there.
Yeah.
All you need to know.
There have been some recent Alabama graduate. There's Nick Fairley and Eddie Lacy. Okay.
Well, that's the most famous ever. Alabama.
Out of Joe Namath.
Right.
Well, isn't Bart Starr out of Alabama? I think Bart Starr was.
Is that true?
I think. I could be wrong, but I think Namath. They didn't have a Heisman Trophy winner until, I forget how long ago. But I mean, for such a storied franchise, they had very little individual achievement.
Well, you know, Bear Bryant's one of the only coach, I think, whose win totals increased after age 62 or 5 or whatever the number is.
Yeah, it's
like there's some argument about Coughlin, like, okay, yeah, he has the ability, but, you know, statistically it doesn't work. It's almost like a 33-year-old six wide receivers,
right.
You know, in the NFL. When you go through the list of them, they don't produce.
No, they don't. So that's interesting. But, I mean, Florida had a lot. Tebow, Riley Cooper, Aaron Hernandez, Emmitt Smith. I mean, the list goes on and on. So, yeah, so that's just interesting. Something I was thinking about, something I noticed, so.
Oh, what about we had one prediction that the in fact we nicknamed the head coach of the
the hirings and the firings yeah. Chudzinski.
Yeah, we dubbed caught. Them caulk because
boy that wore away real fast.
He was just filling a void.
Yeah, that wore away real fast. That caulk. Look, one season, that's ridiculous.
Right.
One season.
Yeah.
Unless you do something horrific in the locker room. That's ridiculous. But he didn't lose that locker room. That locker room was behind him.
Yeah. Well, that'll make other coaches not want to go there, right?
Yeah. Same thing in Washington, getting rid of Shanahan.
That was the greatest thing. That was great. He's the most overrated.
Yeah, I know, but here's the thing. Snyder only goes for the big names. He only goes for the big. So now they're talking about Cowher.
No, it's not going to happen.
No, I understand it's not going to happen, but everybody else is looking at assistants. Bill O'Brien out of Penn State, the former New England. I mean, there are just a lot of coordinators that are getting hired around the league.
Because you've got now a known coach killer.
Yes.
RG3.
Right.
You've got an owner has a man crush on the quarterback.
Yeah.
I heard he was allowing RG3's friends to use his driver.
I can believe it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's like Jerry Jones, like, I mean, this is all fun for, you know, a billionaire to play with his toys. So how much is theater? How much is entertainment? And I'm trying to take it seriously as why doesn't anyone tackle around here?
Yeah, well, I guess that's where we differ from the men up top, I suppose. Right? All right, well, thanks, Dad, for joining me.
Okay, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you very much. You can like us on Facebook at Everyman Sports. You can find us on iTunes. Just search Everyman Sports in the iTunes store. You can visit our website, everymansports.podbean.com. Or you can email me at everymansports@gmail.com. That's one word, everymansports@gmail.com. Thank you very much. Happy New Year.